With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. Stating that they feel ignored by a broad-based public lands initiative, a coalition of five American Indian tribes is calling for President Obama to create a huge national monument in southeastern Utah. Representatives of the Bears Ears Coalition held a press conference Thursday morning in Washington, D.C. to announce their proposal for the 1.9 million-acre monument. The coalition includes the Navajo, Ute Mountain Ute, Hopi, Uinta and Ouray Ute, and Zuni tribes. The monument would extend north from the San Juan River toward Moab and would encompass such areas as Grand Gulch, Cedar Mesa, and the Bears Ears Buttes. San Juan County, which is home to most of the proposed monument, has been conducting a public process to make recommendations on federal lands management as part of an initiative started by Utah Congressman Rob Bishop in 2013. But in its written proposal, the Bears Ears Coalition charges that San Juan County ignored input from the nonprofit Utah Dene Bekea, which represented the Navajos and Utes, and wanted to designate much of the area an energy zone. They say the San Juan County Commission has always been indifferent at best to Indian and environmental concerns. The coalition says the monument area is threatened by oil and gas drilling, potash mining, and what they term the gruesome, deeply painful robbery and vandalism of graves and villages by pot hunters. The coalition says this is the first time tribes have ever come together to ask the president to use the Antiquities Act to protect Native American artifacts on public lands. In a statement, Congressman Bishop and Utah Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee responded that the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition is an important stakeholder in the Public Lands Initiative and that they remain committed to producing a final PLI bill that is balanced and broadly supported. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.